recession isn't inevitable. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. So says Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who tells ABC's This Week the job market and consumer spending remain strong. As for soaring inflation affecting food and fuel, Yellen says the causes are global, not local.
For weeks, Biden has been blaming Russia for the inflation crisis causing record-high gas prices across the country. Last weekend, a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline crossing the $5 threshold for the first time in American history.
Fox says Lucas Tomlinson. AAA says gas prices have fallen for a second day, but ever so slightly. Flight cancellations are piling up, more than 660 so far, according to FlightAware.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pushing airlines to hire more customer service agents to better assist vacationers. He also wants to take action enforcement against any airline that fails to meet efficiency standards.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Airlines are trying to recover from severe storms last week. They're also working to accommodate a growing number of travelers. Will abortion rights be overturned by the Supreme Court? We could find out tomorrow. Yesterday, a group of young people holding dolls protested outside the home of conservative Justice Amy Coney Barrett.
Don't they realize the irony of this? The reason why you are here is because at some point your mother was pro-choice. And that's why you, my dears, are here. Otherwise, you would not be.
Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears on Fox and Friends Weekend. As the war in Ukraine wears on, morale on the battlefield is said to be getting low on both sides. The head of NATO is warning the conflict with Russia could last for years. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A handful of primary runoff elections are taking place Tuesday. In Georgia, there are several congressional runoffs. In Alabama, five statewide offices, including Secretary of State, are on the ballot. Voters in New York are casting ballots ahead of next week's primaries.
Governor Kathy Hochul being challenged by Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams for the Democratic nomination. She is seeking a full term after ascending to the governor's mansion when Andrew Cuomo resigned last August amid several scandals. On the Republican side, four candidates competing: Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, businessman Harry Wilson, and Andrew Giuliani, the son of New York City's former mayor. Primary races also for lieutenant governor, state assembly, and judges. Early voting continues through June 26th, ahead of the June 28th primary. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
If you're wondering if Hillary Clinton plans to run for president again in 2024, the answer is no. She told the Financial Times a campaign is out of the question. Investors may want to keep the Pepto-Bismol handy just in case the markets take another deep dive. Cryptocurrencies have been especially volatile.
The price of Bitcoin dropping below $20,000 on Saturday. That fall marking the first time that Bitcoin has been that low since the fall of 2020, a likely sign that a sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. Bitcoin's value dropping about 70% since hitting an all-time high of $69,000. A recent spate of crypto meltdowns erasing tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and sparking more calls to regulate the industry. Stablecoin Terra imploded last month, erasing tens of billions of dollars in a matter of hours. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Many economists are predicting a recession. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.